Very shortly, we're going to be joined by Jake Stevens, the trainer of Greig Caro. Good morning to you, Jake.
Morning. How's it going, Andrew?
Very well indeed. Sorry for the lateness here. I've gone well over time with plenty of good chats this morning. How's your Caulfield Cup hope down at Victor Harbour in South Australia, Greig Caro?
Yeah, he's come on really well, actually. We were a bit worried. Last week, he did feel the firm track at Flemington. And then, but no, he sort of bounced back. We've done a lot of work on him and throwing everything but the kitchen sink at him, and he's on probably Friday he was really started eating up well and worked well at the track on Saturday, and then had a good hit out yesterday.
Mate, you're very meticulous in the way that you prepare your horse. You really look after whatever horse you're training at that time. Now, in your attention to him, do you feel that he's at his peak now for a race like this?
Yeah, I reckon he is, and I mean, we did have to seek special permission from the stewards before the Turnbull to get him scoped and do a blood on him on the morning of the race once we got over there, because he had a cough on the trip over the day before. So he was still had a, I think, on the scope there, he was at least a half out of five with a bit of mucopus in his trachea as well. So we had to treat him for that after that run as well. So there's a few things that went against him in that run, and we sort of decided to opt for riding him a little bit further back, even though there wasn't much speed in it, and just get a bit of cover and sort of make sure that it wasn't going to take too much out of him, hopefully. But then, and with those sort of things, if they've got a bug, sometimes their joints, they can feel it as well, and all those, there's a myriad of things that can go wrong, obviously.
Yeah.
But and with these sort of horses, obviously, you don't have many of them in your stable, so you've got to do as much as you can to keep them up and get them up and in the best shape possible, and especially for big races like this, it's everyone's sort of dream to get one into one of these races, and for the owners, it's so exciting, and for us to have another one, it's really exciting.
No, I understand. Now, you've come up with Barrier 3. You've got Joe Moreira, who I know has got all the videos and obviously watching him just to get a feel of this horse. How do you see his chances? I mean, he's been regarded as a bit of a roughie, but if he can run up to his naturalism win where he came off the pace and showed that turn of speed, he's capable of getting in the finish, isn't he?
Yeah, with the lightweight, if he's up to that form, and I really think he's probably, fitness-wise and everything, he's better than that, and we've sort of worked him down a bit, and he's a bit leaner and meaner and had a bit more weight on him for the Turnbull as well, just to make sure that we have him in peak condition for this one, and that way we could have a bit to lose. You've sort of got to allow for that with trips and everything, especially when you're 2 weeks apart and sort of a day floating over. We get him out sort of 3 or 4 times for grass and let them get their head down and drain their lungs and things like that, and have a snort, and then Joe Moreira, I mean, he's amazing. I've never seen him ride before until Turnbull Day, when I watched him win on those few up in Sydney. And his style, he's a good-looking rider.
No, he's an absolute star. He sits down in the saddle and really gets everything out of their horses. Mate, safe travelling. You went oh so close with Alco Pop there a few years ago. Let's hope you can go 1 centimetre or 1 metre better than what you did that year, and that the horse can be right there and be very competitive.
Thanks very much, Andrew. Cheers.
Good on you, Jake. Thanks a lot, mate.
Thanks. Bye-bye.